True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Welcome to a Warriors fall to one game over 500 edition of Warriors plus minus. Tim Kawakami here with Nick Friedell. Warriors lose. Well, they get avalanched in the second half. They're up 14 going into halftime, and they just get absolutely annihilated in the second half. We don't have to necessarily talk too much about this game. We haven't talked since Guy Santos got his contract. We haven't talked since we did talk a little bit about John Kaminga scoring. We haven't talked about Porzingis recently missing more games. Likely will not be going on the road trip. Nick Friedell of Moses Moody gets hurt, I guess, his shoulder and his wrist. I would imagine he's going to miss some time. They are missing, I don't know, 4 of their top 6 players, something like that. Maybe more than that because no Steph Curry, obviously. Nick, where should we start with this?
Tim, they have to play perfect to win. Perfect.
Even at home against mediocre teams.
They have to play perfect to win. And if they don't play perfect, the margin for error just isn't there. You can have nights – and I go back to that Memphis game where you're playing a tanking team, but they played damn well that night. You know, they're looking at those games and you're going, oh, okay. Like, I think Horford played well in that game and there was some connectivity offensively. The second half against the Clippers was...
The first half was good, though.
First half was very good.
Like you say, it was almost like a perfect half.
But it was brutal in those last 24 minutes. And it's kind of sad because this is the NBA. Guys are giving all the effort they can give. You're seeing different guys get a chance. But you're realizing it's something that you and I have hit on for weeks now. The Warriors just flatly don't have enough talent night to night to compete against most of these teams. If you're playing one of these teams that just doesn't care anymore, cool. You know, you'll have a chance to win. But if you're playing against a team that still wants to prove something, and certainly the Clippers want to jump the Warriors.
And they're not tanking because they don't have their pick.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they're still playing, and it's just rough. It's a rough watch, especially later in these games when the star power isn't out there.
No real Richard, no GP2. So, I mean, the Clippers were without one or two players too, but it's just a shortage of talent, like you said. And I thought, I mean, they broke down defensively too at the end, no question. But Kerr mentions that he's mentioned before, they just need someone to get a bucket at some point. And Pajemski goes for 20 in the first half. I jokingly said 40. Because he's going to get 40, and people got mad at me afterwards. It's like, he wasn't going to get 40.
He got mad at you?
No, it's shocking. So he wasn't. I'm joking. And he got 2 points in the second half total. Melton had a bad game. Horford, I thought, was fine, but obviously not great in the second half. Where are they going to turn to? Like, if Moses is out, like, what are you talking? Nate Williams, right? That's you're saying that's the guy who's going to go get buckets for you, and that's not going to do it in the NBA.
Tim. Let's take tonight. Potts has 20 with like 7.5 minutes left in the second quarter. He finishes with 22. You mentioned Melton. I think that's another person that we should look at, because so much of the focus these last couple weeks was on Melton really taking a step and being
including
difference maker offensively. And he had a nice night, I believe, in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They didn't have enough to win that night, but he has not played very well these last couple weeks, and he played very well leading up to that. So it's like the more responsibility that the Warriors have needed him to take on, he just hasn't produced. I mean, he didn't have a good shooting night tonight. And again, you can get mad as hell, and there are a lot of different layers, as there always are with this team. The bottom line is, when you look at the talent level – side to side each night. I mean, this road trip is going to get rough in
at
those
Houston,
first two games.
At Oklahoma City. What's the third one? Memphis?
Utah,
okay.
So they got a shot. Yeah. But Utah wants to play. I mean, they hung tough with Denver.
Yeah, Utah's got talent. They absolutely have
more talent than the Warriors right now.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right. Caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-hour energy shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That is like, I mean, we could talk a little more about this game. It's like the big picture is the Warriors are looking at the 9th or 10th seed. Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about this again a ton. Everybody's tanking below the 10th seed. So they're not getting lower. Are they 8 now? Clippers still, are likely to jump them at some point.
The question is, will Portland jump?
Yeah, and then it doesn't matter. Do you have the 9-10 game here or do you have it in Portland is what essentially we're talking about. Doesn't seem like a big difference. They know it. They've lost Jimmy Butler. Steph Curry is out. Porzingis is a who knows, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's what we're talking about, where they're going to play the 9-10 game. And it's just a proper perspective, I think. This is not going to lead anywhere else but that. It's really not. Even a good run, what, they stay 8 if they go on a good run. And then you're playing on the road to play 7, and if you lose that, then you're going to play basically the winner of the 9-10. I mean, you're in play-in mediocrity, essentially. This is where they are. This is where the season is going
to
end.
And, Tim, to exactly your point, the biggest problem, let's use tonight as our reference point. Clippers still have Kawhi.
Yep.
And Kawhi, for all the flaws and the injury issues of the last couple of years, when he's right, oh, my gosh, he's still one of the very best players in the game. So if you don't have Steph and – this is something we can get into now. The longer Steph stays out, the more, as I'm watching this day to day, I start to wonder, are we going to see him again?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if he doesn't start going through more on-court work and he's not going through the motion of getting back out on the floor and doing the stuff he would need to do besides the band work that we see in the brief glimpses before games sometimes, there's only so much time left. I mean, that the Warriors put out that release on Sunday and they say, okay, we're going to give it another 10 days and then he's going to get reevaluated. The reality is they can give him 10 more days. Then he's going to need another week and a half to get on the floor, to go through some scrimmages. So we're talking, you would think, at least another few weeks. And then you're running into, all right, April's about to start. Is he going to be ready? So I think this next week is really important, because if he doesn't get out there and start taking a little bit more of a step rehab-wise, what are you running the risk of even playing him for?
You could literally sit him out and just have him play the play-in game.
Right.
I mean, you're not gaining a lot if you push it. Now, if he wants to play, if he's ready to play, it's different. They got 21 games left from now. They're 31-30. You could have almost him and Porzingis. Okay, let's have them both be ready. They're both will obviously be rusty. Who knows? And I don't think that's what's going to happen, but you could see that possibility.
Right, you'd like, you'd like for each of those guys.
Five games at least.
To have a runway into the play-in.
And you don't want to be losing 15 of those final 21 games, which they really could, obviously, given where they're at. And if Moody's out for a significant amount of time, then, it's just depth. It's just bodies. It's just all those things. But I agree with you. And I 21 games, this is like the countdown is really on. Neither one of them is likely to play. I don't think any. I mean, we know Steph's not playing any of these road games, this road trip. I don't think Porzingis, you don't normally bring a guy back after this time on the road.
And Tim, it ties into the same problem. Let's say Porzingis, hopefully if you're a Warriors fan, the next few days he's feeling better. He's going to need time to ramp himself up and recondition because he had missed so much time before playing in that game against Boston, and now he's missed so much time again. So either way, I think it's a while for seeing Porzingis even in a best case scenario.
Okay, Nick, let's just take it all the way. Let's just say Steph is back a couple games to get back into it for the play-in game, wherever it is. We'll guess is going to be I'll say it's a night. They got to win two games to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Let's say Porzingis is sort of playing, might be in and out. What's the high end for this team? Can they win those two play-in games? Would you expect them to have a real shot at winning those two play-in games and get into the first round?
I'm going to channel my friend Tim Calacami here and say, if you have Steph, and it's absolutely the truth. If you have Steph, you always, always are going to have a chance. I think this team has set a standard for so many years and is so proud that it would shock me if in one of those play-in games they just rolled over and they just went, that's it.
Well, they did in the play-in game in Sacramento a few years ago. Yeah, right. But that was
they were just
overwhelmed,
wiped out. Yeah. Right. I think the real issue is, and this ties into the conversation we're having right now, I don't think you can just throw Steph back into a play-in situation because you want him to be able to have that buildup going into that moment. And so if he, and this is just my opinion, if he's not ready a week or two before a play-in scenario, if it were me and I'm Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr and Joe Lacob and the whole front office, I'm saying, what are we doing? We're running our the guy out there who hasn't played in 2 months to do what? To get us through.
It's not like a title's at the end of the road here.
I think the risk reward there wouldn't.
I almost think though, I agree with you if there's any risk at all. Mm-hmm. I think at that point you'd be overcautious to have him sit out. So like he would be ready for a four game run into the play. I think at this point again, if he's not, then we're talking some long term questions here. If it's like the tone of it is that it just needs a little more time, then maybe a 4 or 5 game run in. I don't think Porzingis is going to be nearly as settled. I just don't. We can tell by the way.
By how they're talking.
Yeah, exactly. Like even if they get him back, then how do you know he's going to be there for a while? You just don't. You did get him, and you got him for 17 minutes, and then he's out again. But yeah, I mean, I'll just say it. If they're a 9 seed. And they're playing Portland here. I think they win that game if Steph's feeling pretty good. And then they're going on the road to play the winner of Phoenix Clippers. You give them a shot to win that game, right? I mean, if Steph is playing, if he's, they would not be favorites.
No,
it's team. It's after that.
No team in the world wants to see Steph Curry in a one game winner take a playoff spot scenario because they know what he represents. They know who he is. They know how many times he's come through in those moments. So this team still has a shot of getting to that series, but this is why the conversation is interesting because there's no way in hell they're winning the series.
No,
there's no way in hell that this team, with all the injuries that they've...
And they might get more, as I always know. Yes. But they might... Horford, I mean, the guy's logging some minutes here. Melton's guy's logging some minutes here. Who knows? They've held up so far, but who knows? That's what I always say. Oh, so when everyone gets healthy, I always say, you never say when everyone else gets healthy because someone else might get
it. It never happens.
And you don't know when those guys are going to be back anyway.
I'm curious to ask you the question that the beat writers have been bouncing around the last couple days here, which is, who do we see back on the floor first, Steph or Porzingis?
I think Steph. Yeah, I think so. I think Porzingis is out for a couple. Just guessing.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is.
Good Lord, don't aggregate.
Yeah, I mean, it's all it is right now. But even as we've been sitting here the last few days watching all of this unfold, we're looking at each other going, okay, who do we see out there first?
Now, I might talk, I'm more thinking, who do we see back and they're back?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we see Porzingis back, but then I think he can go right back out again. So, because you never know. That's with him, you don't know. I don't see him back bang, game. That's what I don't see. I see Steph back before that. How about you? How do you see it?
I actually was leaning Porzingis.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely because he could play and then nobody knows. But it worries me that it's been a month and Steph hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
He talked to Malika the other night during the telecast, but the other small – really inside baseball for anybody who follows those Warriors press releases. Tim, every one of those press releases with somebody coming back from an injury, almost always it says, so-and-so is making good progress in their return. We get that Steph update on Sunday, and it was like, Steph is making progress.
Yeah.
And I immediately went, oh.
Oh, it's Steph. If he was really making progress, he would be back.
They would have been highlighting that one. We would see him on the floor doing
something
happens
after the All-Star break.
Absolutely.
And not saying it was, I mean, setback becomes a loaded word, but it's something stopped.
Yeah.
And
everybody thought.
Yeah. Oh, Steph thought.
Everybody thought.
You think he goes to All-Star festivities and takes shots out there if he thinks he's not coming back with his, I mean, no way.
Everybody thought that the break would end, and Steph and Porzingis would be out there for that Boston game. And then when he didn't come back, and not only that, it was when – because you and I were sitting in the press conference room. It was when Kerr comes out and it's like, hey, Steph didn't go through practice.
Yeah.
He knew his knee's not right. And you're going, whoa.
Yeah.
What, you know, what happened in these last couple days?
Yeah.
It was – none of it's good for the Warriors because – as we know, everything revolves around Steph. But then to have the Steph stuff combined with the Porzingis stuff and ready to get into the other guy in Atlanta. He's been all right.
Oh, yes.
The first few
Warriors
games
fans didn't love that Atlanta fans. When Kuminga did not have a huge third game. He had two really good first two games, both against the Wizards, but whatever. Third game's at home against Portland. Atlanta wins that. I think he had like 17. He didn't have 30. But they're chanting, thank you, Warriors. And Warriors fans do not. It hits a sensitivity. I thought we were done talking about Kuminga, but we're not. I should realize that. We're never done talking about Kuminga. He's playing well. He's shooting at a high percentage. I think he's running the floor is what's happening. He's not firing off of, you know, he's had some turnovers, but he's certainly helped them. This is what I point out. He has done this. We've seen it. He did it to start the season. And so, you know, to say, oh, my God, he got ruined by the Warriors. They didn't know what to do. They did know what to do with him. And then it just stopped. It didn't happen all the time. Maybe it's going to happen the rest of his career now in Atlanta or wherever else he might go. I'll just say, let's get past a few weeks and let's see if this continues. He's a good guy. He's incredibly talented. He has it in him. But we have seen that. And then it stopped every time. And then he got hurt, and then it stopped. So very curious about that. But I would just say, Warrior fans, don't be so sensitive about what Hawks fans are chanting. Because they're happy to have a really talented player. That's good. This is not going to work with the Warriors.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink. Then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Wreck your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance. Just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
They say you should learn something new every day. Like how you should only drink Jägermeister at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, ice cold. Like those frozen cavemen they find, which makes you wonder, what would a caveman think of Jägermeister? Well, if you served it warm, he'd probably throw it in your face, say, Oonga Boonga, and storm off. And nobody wants that. So drink it cold or not at all. Jägermeister. Damn, that's cold. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume. Imported by Mast Jägermeister U.S., White Plains, New York.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tim, I thought what you tweeted out fit the moment very well, truly, because nobody, even the people that got tired of the whole circumstance going back to the summer and the back and forth, nobody ever questioned in that Warriors organization, to me, is talent. I think everyone agrees, hey, there is a lot of talent. He is a really nice young player. The question was the consistency. And what you tweeted, for those that may not have seen it, was the first 2-3 weeks of games this season, every night, you're looking at Kuminga's numbers and you're going, the points are there, the rebounds were there, but the difference when you listen to Steve Kerr and you talk to his teammates, was he was making the extra pass. The intensity level defensively was right where it needed to be. And after a couple weeks, it just fell off. And then everybody knows the story. It's like he got hurt, came back, he wasn't the same player. So the hot start in Atlanta didn't surprise me. What will surprise me is if we're talking 3 or 4 more weeks from now and he's putting up 15 or 20 every night and he's playing a winning style of basketball. And that is what the Warriors were hoping so much to see, not just this last year, but in the last
years. Right now, like, I do get, like, if you're a Kuminga fan and a Warriors fan at the same time and did not like that trade, right now he would be such a huge help to the Warriors. But this goes back to it. There was a lack of trust. He didn't want to come back to the play. I mean, let's just flat out say it. He did not want to do this anymore with the Warriors. I understood it. Both sides are at fault. Both sides, as I said, were right about this. Like, it just couldn't work, and he was really talented. Both things were true. Wasn't going to happen here. So the idea that if you want to go back and be mad they picked him or be mad that Steve Kerr didn't play him in his first 2 years or whatever.
The development didn't happen.
This is all these things. It's not just one thing could have changed. And he'd be great for the Warriors right now. That was – you can't unwind time like that. That's what the summer was all – so screwed up because it was never going to work out no matter what happened.
You and I agreed on this, though, completely, and it's worth reiterating now. Kuminga has the whole basketball world in front of him. If he keeps playing like this, he'll have the last laugh till the end of time. And it's worse right now for the Warriors because you're getting next to nothing from Porzingis after that first game. But – Kuminga has every chance in the world right now to say, hey, you guys screwed up. I could have helped you a lot more. You didn't believe in me. I didn't fit into your system, but I can play, and I can do it every night. And he has the chance to earn that last laugh. But don't go crazy if you're on one side or the other after 3 or 4 games. Let's see how this thing plays out. But it absolutely makes it worse that Porzingis has not been able –
no question.
To play basically at all.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be an interesting – if he comes back and plays just a little bit, I think that's probably the best estimate at this point. Placed 4 games, maybe gives it a go in the play-in and they're out. I don't know what the Warriors are going to do. Like, this is an asset. This is a number. But I don't know what – I don't think you can trade him for anything, sign and trade. I don't know that – would you sign him in that scenario? For 2 years, 40?
There is – Tim, given what we've seen, not just in the last couple of weeks, but in the last 2 years, if I were Dunleavy or Lacob, there's no way I would make that deal because I don't trust that he's going to be able to be out there. And I don't care what the number is. If you have a player where you have to go through the every night, is he going to be out there? Is he not? Is he going to be able to play? Can he string some games together? If I'm running a team, there's no way. But that's why this trade hurts so much more than just the Kuminga aspect, because you're spot on. You made this deal to get yourself the slot so that if it were Giannis, if it's Kawhi, if it was somebody else, potentially, you could package this contract, assuming that somebody re-signed Porzingis and you could send him somewhere and add some other pieces and get something back. Well, Porzingis, because of what's happened, he has really hurt the Warriors, but he's hurting their future potentially as well because you can't use a deal if nobody wants to sign the player.
You could go, okay, maybe the Warriors should just have held on to Kuminga. Now, I was not on that, like, I thought it was coming to a point
the
where
divorce
it,
was
it just
fine.
Not that it was going to get loud, but it was just tense. And I do think there was a sense of relief when he was gone. And I do think it would have built and built. Now, maybe at some point he was played. Like, he whatever happened with him and the Warriors, the understanding that he didn't want to play or he couldn't play or whatever. I think it was blurry. I don't think he ever said, hell no, I'm not playing. I just think the idea of being not 100% and being played by the Warriors was not something he wanted to do. That's my estimate, my guess on this. But you could have kept him. And then he, you know, player option, team option for next year. You could have seen what that was done. It would have been worth more on the trade market than Porzingis at this point, I didn't see that coming. So I'm not going to second guess that. I would have thought that Porzingis would have been playing right now. I honestly would have thought that. But probably not a great bet, right? We understand that that's always in question. Do you think they could have kept Kuminga?
I don't believe so, because I think the relationship had completely run its course. The Porzingis thing, Tim, I go back to even 2 weeks ago. We were sitting in L.A., and we were talking to Porzingis, and I said to him, what makes you feel confident that you'll be able to stay healthy this time? He's like, I just do. This training staff has been very good to work with in these first few days. I feel like I have a good rhythm with them. And what's so striking is he felt good. Dunleavy clearly felt good. Steve Kerr repeatedly has said, we wouldn't have made this move unless we felt as an organization he could stay out there. And within 2 weeks, it's just all gone. Because now it's exactly what you outlined, which is they're hoping to find an answer, but they don't know, even if he were to return, how long he would be able to be out there. Yep. And what is so concerning now is what we're talking about going back into the Kuminga thing. You and I both agree that it couldn't have gone on much longer, but from a business standpoint, it's just awful, because you have Porzingis and you have this asset. If he doesn't come back and play this year, Tim, who's going to give him a deal next year in the league?
He's an expiring contract. He takes the Warriors out of luxury tax. Now, that's not what they made this trade for, was to get out of luxury tax. You take it far enough, they could have just kept Kuminga and sent him home. That's an extreme, but teams do this. So it's not in the locker room anymore. This whatever tension, whatever feelings. They don't have to see, he doesn't have to see Kerr every day or whatever. I don't think they would have done that. That's not what the Warriors tend to do. They had guys punching each other and kept them. They don't tend to do this. They had Kevin Durant and Draymond Green together for
A year.
Yeah. So I guess they could have done that. I am not second guessing that because I didn't see it. You don't know how healthy Porzingis is. I'd be curious if there are other. I have not heard any solid names about like they could have gotten for Kuminga. I don't think it was a wide array of choices. I don't think a lot of teams wanted him. Some did, but not that many. And they didn't pitch it this way because it makes Porzingis sound bad. But this might have been like the best of many very middling or a few very middling opportunities to make a trade. Be curious. We start hearing about that in a little bit. I don't know, but. The Kuminga thing is going to just be, in my stupid sense, I thought, okay, we're done talking about Kuminga. He's been traded fine. And we are not done talking about Kuminga. And that's fine. He's 23. He could have a really good career. Mm-hmm. Let's see it go for more than three games. And let's not have Warrior fans be too hurt over a chant that says, thank you, Warriors. It's the way life goes. You had to make the trade. You live with it. That's one thing I will say about Dunleavy in the front office. They're not like lingering over stuff. They go to the next thing, and you make the decision you think is the best, and you go to the next thing, and you hope you make good decisions, and you're not going to make every single one. It's going to be great, but then you go to the next thing, and you don't just kind of weep over the last one you made. They could have made a better pick than James Wiseman. What are you going to do about it?
It's gone now.
Yeah, it's gone. Like you just, Joe Lacob kind of held on for a while, but I keep going. This people get mad at me. Oh, the two timeline. He screwed up everything. He did eventually trade James Wiseman. And did eventually trade John Kuminga. So at some point, it's not just Joe Lacob hanging on. He's like, okay, let's do the best thing we could. Maybe it wasn't the best this time. Sir hasn't looked like that. But it was going to be a tricky thing to keep him. It really was. Because you know what? Steve Kerr was going to still play Gui Santoso for him.
Yeah.
He was going to play Moody over him. He was going to play Gary Payton over him. And we'll just close this by saying that I just thought – it was interesting. You trade Kuminga, and then you give Gui Santos a new 3-year, 2+ a player option deal for $15 million. Low money, whatever. But it's not like Gui Santos is going to make $15 million for a year. That's not happening. Steve Kerr kind of guy. In fact, had played specifically over Kuminga many times. Just as you have a way you play. You have a way you want. You have a system that you believe in. And there will be a time when they have to change it. There will be a time when they have to get guys who don't fit quite into this. They've kind of gone that way. A few Nick Young or D'Anthony Melton. There's a few guys who you try to adjust to it, Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. But the way they're playing is the way they're going to acquire personnel to fit it. And Gui Santos is one of those players. And I just thought it was – I don't think it was one and then the other. But I just think it's a related conversation.
No question. And what I would add to what you said, Tim, is with Gui, it's also the personality.
Yes.
You and I are down there all the time. Mm-hmm. He really – it's not just the respect. He's genuinely, like, immensely well-liked mm-hmm. internally. And, again, people in the Warriors organization, they like Kuminga as a person, but I don't think there was any question that, especially as this year goes yeah. on, and it ties into what we're talking about right now, you walk in there some days and be like, Jonathan, what's up?
Hey.
Yep. Like, he was done.
Or on his phone. on his phone.
Yeah, not, he yeah. just – he was done. So, you know, what's that worth? Gui certainly isn't the player that Kuminga is, but it was a low-risk signing. It's a guy that Steve Kerr really likes. It's a success story for both player and team because the Warriors developed him. He was in the G League. He's gotten better and better each year, and he clearly likes being here. But fans don't want to hear
no.
any of that stuff. They want the production. And that's why, as far as the Kuminga Porzingis thing goes, 2 weeks in, it's just been a disaster for the Warriors. The question is, can Porzingis pull himself out of this and show the rest of the league, hey, I can still be out there and play, but I can play night to night? And to me, if the Steph question is number one, will he play or won't he? 1A is, is Porzingis going to be able to give them
anything? What's your number on, like, how many games he has to play to tell you that?
If they have 21 games left, in order to feel better about anything moving forward into the rest of the year, I think he needs 10 to, you know, 12, 13 at the end of the year to feel
that's a lot.
Pretty good. And with the way things are going right now, it's a hell of a lot.
I was going to say 8, just because I think that's
– Yeah.
I don't see him playing. I mean, I could see him coming back, play 2, and then out for 3.
Yeah.
Play 1, out for 2. It's just the way it's been for him. Don't want to, you know, it's not anything – he's sick. This is a person who's sick. I get it. But the NBA value is what you do on the floor, and it's being out on the floor. And haven't seen that out here. We've seen it for 17 minutes with Porzingis. All right, Nick. As always, it gets back to Jonathan Mingham. And why not? Why not? All right, everybody. That is the show for today.
It's a Season 2 playoff race with TGL, presented by SoFi. Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, Jupiter Lynx versus Boston Common Golf. Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, Los Angeles Golf Club versus New York Golf Club. Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, The Bay Golf Club versus Jupiter Lynx. Keep up, it's golf. Watch on ESPN, ESPN2, and the ESPN app.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.